Thank you very much, Malika, for the great introduction. Thanks to Hamid and the association for inviting me. I'd also like to say thank you very much to Sharam, who for my entire parliamentary career, I'm in my 15th year now, Sharam has always made me aware of facts on the ground, not only in Iran, but also are fighting for the lives of the PMOI and MEK who are in Camp Ashraf, and then of course it was called Camp Liberty. And thank God we were finally successful after years. I'd like to say that, I'd like to echo my colleague's words from MP Bazan in regards to shared pain over the last months, not only with the downed flight of PS752, but just recently, of course, we lost six of our own Canadian forces, and I'd like to let their families know that they're in our thoughts and prayers, and may their memories be very bright, and may they rest in peace. And of course, the terrible disaster that's happened, the massacre in Nova Scotia, and we continue to pray for those families that they would have some kind of comforting and peace in a terrible situation where people can't even get together to mourn and have memorials. Ladies and gentlemen, the Iran, the Persian people, have had thousands of years of rich history, except for the last 41, that have been unbelievably harsh, terrible, and have so many lives of people, innocent men, women, and children, under this regime. I am proud that I was with the founding group on the Subcommittee for International Human Rights, where we established Iran Accountability Week. There isn't one country that is more scrutinized at the Subcommittee for International Human Rights in Canada than Iran. And that's because we decided that at minimum annually, we would take one full week and make it public what this regime does. I've said over and over again in the Subcommittee for International Human Rights, that why would we have a dignified diplomatic relationship with any regime who arbitrarily jails, tortures, and executes and murders its own people? If that's the way that the Revolutionary Guard Corps, if that's the way the leading mullahs, if that's the way that the besieged and the Secret Service operate, why would we expect them to have any kind of respect for international partners if that's what they do to their own innocent citizens? And now COVID-19 has made it even more difficult. And instead of having some shred of character, some shred of principle, and doing what they can to save their citizens, they've used it to even increase persecution for any political dissidents, for those people who would stand up for the rights of Iranians. My colleague, MP Bazan, mentioned the tools that we have at our fingertips that we've continued to tell the government to use. The Magnitsky laws, where we can target individuals who are responsible for these terrible acts. Individuals that not only, by the way, I mentioned that it's terrible that you kill your own people, but this same regime exports terror as well. So why wouldn't we take these tools that were designed particularly for regimes like this one in Iran and use them and target those individuals and not a broader spectrum that would harm the Iranian people themselves? Why doesn't the government listen to our Conservative Party and make sure that the IRGC is listed as a terror organization? That we have abundance of evidence, and we need no more to make that decision. And yet they've stalled for 2 years. So I want to close by saying exactly what my colleague said, that we have, for our careers, for decades in defending the innocent people of Iran, we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to highlight the crimes against humanity of the regime. We'll continue to point out to Canadians and the rest of our international partners just how much they export terror. And we will do everything that we can to make sure that the pressure is put on, not only by the Canadian government, but our international partners, so that, as my colleague said, one day we can celebrate a free, democratic, peaceful Iran, where individuals have the same rights that we enjoy here in Canada, where they can pursue great careers and great education and live in freedom, men, women, and children together. So thank you very much for the opportunity. You have my dedication and commitment, and you know Sharam will always make sure that I know exactly what I need to know to do what I can to defend the people of Iran as well. So God bless you, God bless the people of Iran, and God bless Canada.